Welcome to Renal Cell Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with three clinical investigators in this field during the June ASCO meeting in Chicago, where a great deal of important new information was presented. To begin, Dr. Robert Figlin reviews a key oral presentation he delivered evaluating the survival impact of sunitinib as first-line therapy of metastatic disease.
By way of history, this is the trial that has really changed the nature of the standard treatment of kidney cancer. It's a trial that started off in previously untreated renal cancer patients with metastatic disease. It's a trial whose primary endpoint were progression-free survival and objective response rate. And in 2006, in January, resulted in the approval of Sutent or sunitinib for the treatment of metastatic kidney cancer. It demonstrated a more than twofold prolongation in progression-free survival. It demonstrated a almost 40% objective response rate, complete and partial, and approximately 80% of patients benefiting from the treatment with disease control. Sutent in that trial was given as the package insert, 50 milligrams orally daily, 4 weeks on, 2 weeks off. And this was the first report and the final report of that survival analysis. And I think it's important to recognize that progression-free survival is important and response rates are important, but still the gold standard in oncology is, are our patients living longer? So we looked at the 750 patients. We compared the sunitinib-treated patients to the interferon-treated patients, and we demonstrated a survival of 26.4 months compared with the control group of interferon of about 21 months. So let me put that in context for people. The trial was designed to improve survival by 37.5%, 13 months to 17 months, because the median survival for kidney cancer patients metastatic in the era of interferon-based therapy is about 13 months. So the first thing that you would have to take a step back and understand is you'd say, well, okay, with a p-value of 0.05, we have a difference in survival of the sunitinib-treated patients and the interferon-treated patients by just under 5 months, but the control group had a survival of 21 months, 8 months better than the historical group. How does one explain that? And one explains that through a variety of analyses of the trials, and let me go through that with you. First, when the progression-free survival became known, it was no longer ethical to not offer interferon-treated patients at the time of progression sunitinib. So in 2006, patients on interferon that were progressing could roll over to sunitinib. So what happens is that if you look at the patients who receive sunitinib and you censor the 25 patients that rolled over to sunitinib from interferon, the survival difference is about 26.5 months versus about 20 months, about a 6 month difference. And then if you go one step further and ask the question, what happened to people that just received sunitinib versus people that just received interferon? We did that analysis, and the analysis was a 28-month survival for sunitinib-treated patients and a 14-month survival for interferon-treated patients. Why the difference? The difference is that it's easy to measure survival in a stationary group of patients where novel treatments are not becoming available. It's often very difficult to measure survival when there's new paradigm shifts taking place. So a third of the interferon-treated patients, either on study or off study, receive sunitinib at some time during their life. 59% of the patients on the interferon-treated group receive some post-study treatment that included sunitinib, Nexavar, mTOR inhibitors, cytokines, or chemotherapy. So in part, the closeness of the survival is explained because of the post-study treatments that became available for the interferon-treated group. My conclusions were pretty straightforward, and that is that this is the first clear and unequivocal demonstration of a survival benefit for metastatic kidney cancer patients against our historical groups. And that really, for the first time, for those of us that have been treating kidney cancer for decades, a more than 2-year survival with metastatic disease.